Andre Tainer in center field, bats cleanup. Logan Cagle, the pitcher, hits fifth. Talon Childs, the right fielder, hits sixth. Emmett Drone at first base, bats number seven. Wyatt Storms at second base, hits eighth. And batting ninth, the left fielder, Ethan Bumkamp. Those are the Chieftains. Those are the Panthers. The winner will play the Pecatonica versus Potosi-Cassville game coming up on Wednesday. The teams coached by Kirk Thompson, Chris Kenyon, Tanner Williamson, Larry Swigum, and Alex Meister. Iowa Grant head coach Kyle Ramanap, assisted by Jeff Speth, Alex Poppel, Zach Rayner, and Josh Cartwright. We'll be back with more from Pickering Park in a moment. WIAA Regional Baseball is next from WRCO Radio Sports.
It feels really good when you find someone who wants to help you feel really good. Dr. Victor Benson of Benson Chiropractic of Muscadet is helping people of all ages, from babies to their great-grandparents, feel better and get more out of life. Whether you're experiencing back or neck pain, headaches, or you've been in a car accident, or maybe you're just trying to get healthy and want to be on the right vitamins. Remember, Benson Chiropractic in Muscadet, your partner in achieving your everyday wellness goals.
The best place to catch a Friday night fish dinner is the Phoenix Center. Dine in or carry out delicious deep fried or baked fish. The Phoenix Center serves food and fun every day. The pizza is out of this world. And after a great meal, make it an even better night with a game of bowling. The Phoenix Center is family fun at its best. Open at 10 Monday through Sunday. The Phoenix Center, the area's go-to spot for good times and great food.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Right now we are having a deal on two of our most popular steel chainsaws, the MS-170 or the MS-162. Both come with a 16-inch bar and chain for only $179.99 till Father's Day or while supplies last. Do you need new chains for your present saw? Buy one chain and get the second one at half price or equal or lesser value. So stop in at our Richland Center, Muscadet store, or Ace of La Crosse to see these and many other sales. And as always, we thank you and appreciate your business.
Are you really getting the best collision repair service when insurance companies choose one for you? Your choice is simple. Choose Classic Auto Body in Spring Green. Don't let your insurance company fool you. You can choose the body shop for your repairs. With Classic Auto Body, you get twice the value. Nationally acclaimed quality at a reasonable body shop rate. Your choice is simple. Classic Auto Body, located on Highway 14, Spring Green. 588-7399. That's 588-7399. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers.
Thinking about buying or selling? Let us help. Give Century 21 Complete Service Realty a call for all your real estate needs. We specialize in residential, commercial, land, recreational, and country lifestyle properties. Let our worldwide exposure, our local expertise, convenient office location, and full staff of agents sell your property. Don't stress out. Call Century 21 Complete Service Realty, your friends in real estate. 647-6145.
The Riverdale Chieftains are getting their warm-ups in here tonight and getting ready for the first batter to stand up here in just a moment. The rain came down pretty hard in a lot of areas today. I was here at Riverdale for the Riverdale Community Foundation Awards ceremony, and it rained very hard. At that point, this game was in jeopardy of not being played, and certainly officials were here around that time and would have normally been getting ready for the game around 2:30, 3 o'clock, but it was raining very hard, so they chose to move it to 6. And even then, it wasn't a done deal, but a lot of work has gone into it today. Lots of diamond dry around the bases, a lot of scratching and digging out there. Coach McKay and Coach Williamson, a lot of folks helping out. Coach Thompson, of course, who is here tonight, and Larry Swigum, Alex Meister, everybody helping out. They got it ready to go, and we've got baseball tonight. Standing in, left-hander Everett Zimmer. Logan Cagle on the hill for the first pitch of the ball game, and it's ripped toward the middle and in there for a base hit. Solid single, and it is rounding and looking. Everett Zimmer holds at first base.
Number seven, Brock Hinderman.
Game time, 5 minutes after 6, getting this one started tonight. And a runner at first with nobody out. Here comes Brock Hinderman, the second baseman. He's a right-handed batter. Logan Cagle on the hill with the runner getting a bit of a lead here at first. There's the pitch. Ripped in the air behind second. That's in there for a base hit. And misplayed a little bit in center field. Now Tainer picks it up. The runners will hold. He ran by it a little bit, but he easily recovers. And the runners stay
at first and second.
2-1, nobody out for Gavin Hinderman. A couple of pitches and a couple of hits for the Panthers. Adorned in their black and white uniforms, black armbands, and then black pinstripes. Not the typical Iowa Grant colors, I would say. Here comes the pitch, and that's inside. It hit him. Bases are going to be loaded now. Zimmer goes to third, Hinderman at second, and Hinderman at first. Hit by a pitch. Time will be given for the runner. Tonight's arbitrators, as assigned by the WIAA, Charlie Chamberlain behind the plate calling the balls and strikes, and the bases belong to Henry Bray tonight. Another lefty, Brock Holman, is in against Logan Cagle. They're loaded up. Nobody out. Here's the pitch. Bounced on the infield. Going to score a run. There's a play at second. Back to first. Double play. Run comes in. Runner stays at third. And so IG gets Everett Zimmer across. Brock Hinderman goes to third. Gavin Hinderman forced at second. And back to first. A 6-3 double play started by Carson Kenyon over to Emmett Drone. And this is Wilton Fulton. It's a big defensive play for the Chieftains. Runner at third, and here's the pitch by Logan. It is down low for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Again, not a lot of other scores yet, but boy, this one is an eye-opener. Cashton leading Ithaca 7-1 in the third right now at Ithaca this evening. Here's the pitch. That one fouled off, and it is strike one. One ball and one strike to the batter. Very little breeze happening here at Pickering. Any that does is going to help the infield. And I think the field is going to vastly improve over the course of the next hour and a half or so during the game. Or maybe longer. You never know. Brock Hinderman about four steps off of third base. Logan Cagle back in for the 1-1. There's the deal. That one in the dirt. Count is two balls and a strike. They covered home plate pretty well. Put a little bit of the drying agent on it, but we saw a little dust on that pitch as it hit the deck. 2-1. Gagled from the stretch. There's the pitch. Fouled off and out of here. Strike two. Two balls and two strikes. Forecast looks pretty good for the next couple of days. We knew today could be a little bit of a challenge. Runner leads at third. Cagle ready. The pitch, swing, and a miss. And a nice job holding on to it was Chitwood as it may have been foul tip. That is out number three. Logan Cagle gets the strikeout. In the inning, a run on a couple of hits. No errors and one left aboard. After half inning, Iowa Grant 1, Riverdale coming up in WIAA Regional Baseball from WRCO Sports.
At NAPA, we love cars, trucks, tractors, really anything with wheels and an engine. It's more than our business, it's our passion. That's why we care so much about quality parts and quality people. And that's why NAPA is so proud to be one of the most comprehensive car care brands. Tools, parts, fluids, and more, we've got you covered. Visit your locally owned parts store, NAPA Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61 in Boscobel.
Take advantage of Richland Grant Telephone Cooperative's fiber network. You heard right, fiber right to your home or office. We can offer the fastest internet and high-definition television. And our HD channels are included free, so you won't need to pay more. When the local sporting events are over, kick back and watch your favorite college or professional teams. Visit our webpage, rgtc.coop, or call 537-2461 to find out more about Richland Grant Telephone's value-added packages and reliable local service.
It's the bottom of the first inning, and Gavin Hinderman warming up for Iowa Grant. A tall right-hander working with Wilton Fulton behind the plate. Batting order for Riverdale in the opening inning. Chase Chitwood, the catcher, leads it off, followed by the designated hitter, Ethan Cagle, and Carson Kenyon, the shortstop. For IG, also on the defense tonight, Brock Holman is at first. Too many Hindermans in the game. Brock Holman at first. Brock Hinderman is at second. Maddox Fisher, the shortstop. Everett Zimmer at third base. Dawson Reed in left field. Sam Lundell in center. And Trayton Leffelholz is in right. Chase Chitwood, a left-handed batter, standing in to lead it off for Riverdale. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Nothing in one. Chieftains have had a little trouble getting the bats going from time to time. Certainly their defense and pitching has been pretty stellar here down the stretch. Here's one fouled off into Pickering Park for strike two. Good crowd on hand tonight. Concession stand is there. They've got all kinds of goodies down there. I had a chance to sample. It's well fit to eat. High fly ball opposite way now, and Dawson Reed, the left fielder, pulls it in for the out. Chase Chitwood going the opposite way, a fly ball to left field. One up, one down for Ethan Cagle, the designated hitter. He hits for Landon Bob, who plays third base and is penciled in on the other side of this scorebook. Hinderman with a pitch. Fastball is taken low. One ball and no strikes. Infield shaded a bit. Up the middle, here's the pitch, and that one is called a strike. One ball and one strike. Ethan is back in. Hinderman takes a long look from the windup. There's the pitch, popped up. The catcher going over. Does he have room? Coming over near the screen? No. Over the top of the screen and out of the way. Don't want to embarrass anybody, but Michael Hernan's mother had to get out of the way there. One ball and two strikes. Come to the game, you might get talked about. You never know. Batter is back in. One ball, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Ripped toward right field. Coming on the right fielder, Trayton Leffelholz, and he's got it. Oh, he almost overran it, reaching over along the line. Hauls it in for the second out. That's a little bit of a tough field out there at right field right now with the sunshine in the west at this time of day. Looking right into it. So two up, two down in the Chieftain order, and this is Carson Kenyon, the shortstop. Gavin Hinderman from the windup. There's the pitch. Off speed is called strike one. Nothing in one to the batter. Hinderman looking, now winding and firing. This one popped foul behind the backstop and out of play. Two strikes on the hitter. Hinderman back and ready. Glove up by Fulton. Hinderman with the pitch. That is taken for a ball. One ball and two strikes. Hinderman looking in for the sign. Here comes the 1-2 offering. This one swung on and missed. And that is strike three. That'll do it. Riverdale goes 1-2-3 in the bottom of the first. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left on. 1-0 Iowa Grant after one in WIAA Regional Baseball from WRCO and WRCO.com.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit the Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants. Just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At the Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, the Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Dairyland Transport has a lot of experience in transporting temperature-controlled cargo. When you choose Dairyland, you can be confident in knowing your freight is properly monitored and transported at the right temperature and with the latest equipment available. Dairyland Transportation is looking for drivers, offering local, regional, and long-haul drivers. Whether you're transporting refrigerated goods or shipping dry goods and materials, Dairyland is committed to providing the highest level of expertise and reliable performance on every single move. Call 649-3044.
Welcome back to Muscadet's Pickering Park, top of two. It is 1-0 Iowa Grant in the lead. Fill me with you on this Tuesday night of baseball. I don't know about you, but I've been kind of messed up as far as days all day long, thinking that, wait a minute, it's Monday. No, tomorrow's already Wednesday. So in some ways the week will go by fairly quickly, I would guess. Here comes Maddox Fisher, he's in, and the first pitch to him is down low from Logan Cagle. One ball and no strikes to the hitter. Very nice day today at Riverdale Foundation, the awards for some of the upcoming things for the classroom for the next year, next school year. Chopper to second, picked up by Storms, and Wyatt throws to first in time. One up, one down here. Followed by Trayton Leopolds. That's some nice awards. We're going to have some highlights of that program in an upcoming morning show later this week. McKinney and the whole staff doing a great job. Making the money and then distributing. Here's a high fly to left field. That's going to get in there for a base hit. IG's third hit tonight. And Reed comes to the first base with a solid single. That'll bring up Trayton Leopolds. The right fielder, he'll take a couple of swings, and we'll stand in. Runner at first, and one away. So Cagle checking things. Looks over to try to keep that runner honest at first base. Here's the pitch, and that's called a strike. Nothing in one. Talk about umpires and what a great job they do, and sometimes they take a licking and keep on ticking. Nothing in one. Here's the pitch. Fouled off, out of play, strike two. No exaggeration. Henry got hit 11 times yesterday in the game, the home talent game he was umpiring. And it wasn't all wild pitches. I think maybe a couple were, but fouled off just one of those days. Throw to first and the runner's back in time. Took a couple in the shoulder and one in the leg. I mean to laugh, but boy, oh boy. Talk about bad luck. Nothing in two. Here's the pitch. This one fouled off and out of play. Over onto the Riverdale track. A couple of Riverdale track athletes preparing for the state meet. We have Kaylee Carter, right? Is that right? And Tim Bailey. Yeah, both going on for Riverdale. Here's the pitch. Swing and a piece of it back to the screen. They were practicing, finishing up practice tonight as we arrive for the game. Again, originally scheduled for 4:30 today. We started just after 6 because of wet grounds. Our engineer Tim Feed was telling me a little bit ago it was raining again in Richland Center, but we are fair to that here at Muscadet. The pitch fouled off and out of play. Wasting a lot of them over into the park. Going to run out of them here pretty soon. Going to have to run down to the dollar store and get more, maybe. Runner leads at first base. Here's the pitch. Swing and a foul tip. And catching it is Chitwood for the out. So two away. And the batter, Cash Anderson, the designated hitter for the Panthers. Dawson Reed remains at first base. He will get a bit of a lead. And Anderson stands in against Cagle. Logan is ready. Here comes the pitch. That one is called a strike. Good pitch from Logan Cagle. He has settled down a little bit after giving up a couple of hits in the opening inning. Gives up a hit here, but has Got a ground ball and a strikeout trying to get out of it, and there is strike two. Nothing and two to the number nine hitter. Logan's just ready to work. Awaits the batter. The batter is back in, and here we go. There's the pitch. That one low. Runner holds at first base. One ball and two strikes. Ethan's trying to get back to the dugout. One ball, two strikes. Here comes the pitch. Ripped toward right field, and coming on is the right fielder. Good grab, Talon Childs, and that will do it. Childs hauls it in. The line drive out, and Iowa Grant is retired. No runs and a hit, no errors, one left on. We go to the bottom of inning number two here at Muscadet. 1-0, Iowa Grant leading the Riverdale Chieftains in tournament baseball from WRCO Sports.
From buying your first car to enjoying your retirement, Rural Mutual Insurance agents are like family, and they are there for you every step of the way. With a full line of insurance products exclusively designed for Wisconsin, you can trust Rural Mutual to protect what matters most to you. Discounts are available for bundling home and auto. For a free quote, call Tony or Dana Doherty at 647-2972 or just stop by 177 East Mill Street, Richland Center.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service, and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
Gavin Hinderman with the first pitch of the second, and it is up high. One ball and no strikes. 1-0 IG. Bottom of two. Hinderman with a pitch taken for a strike. One ball and one strike. Ithaca has come back a little bit. 7-4 cashed, and that's in the bottom of the fourth inning now. Like the full bottom of the fourth continues. Here's a pitch down low, and it is 2-1 to the batter. Andre Tiener leading off here for Riverdale to be followed by Logan Cagle and Talon Childs. And here in the second, Riverdale trying to get something going. This one is high. Breeze picking up a little bit, as you may hear in the background. Hinderman from the windup. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a foul back. Good cut by Andre Tiener, one of the nine Riverdale seniors. So he will step out. Hinderman takes a long walk around the pitcher's rubber and now ready to roll again. From the windup, here comes the pitch. Swing and a bouncer on the infield. Playing it at third is Zimmer. The throw got him with a big stretch by Brock Holman at first base. Wow. Very close to pulling his toe off the bag. Tater is gone, and there is one away. Everett Zimmer did a good job of playing that at third base. The grass infield here at Riverdale gives you a better hop than if it was all the dirt infield or it was screenings or whatever. On a day like this, that ball wouldn't move quite as well, but he charged it well, didn't let it play him, and gets the out. Here's a strike to Logan Cagle. Nothing and one to the batter. 1-0 Iowa Grant leads. We're in the bottom of the second inning here at Pickering. This pitch is upstairs for a ball, and it is 1-1 in this pitcher versus pitcher matchup. Tim feeds AccuWeather telling me that no rain for Muscadet until around 7:30, right? Here's a rip to right down the line. Base hit picked up by Leffelholz, and a one-out single for Logan Cagle. Dying run aboard for the Chieftains here in the second inning with one away. That brings up the right fielder, Talon Child. Hinderman back and ready. Runner leads at first base. Throw to first, and the runner is back in time. Logan Cagle living on the edge a little bit. Got the hand back in. Hunter leads again. Here's the pitch. Popped up. First base side and out of play. Coleman follows it as far as he can, and that one is over the fence. Got nine Riverdale seniors commencing at the commencement this last weekend. Good group for Kirk Thompson. They've all played a lot of baseball together. Throw to first, and the runner is back in time. Some of our staff had the chance to attend Michael Hernan's graduation party on Sunday. They behaved themselves pretty well. Nothing in one. Here's one fouled out of play and over the screen. Nothing that we're going to get written up about or anything, I don't think, anyway. Joanne was a little wild. Got into the ice cream. Throw to first, and the runner is back in time. Good throw by Hinderman over to Holman. I like the hamburger gravy over noodles. That was a nice touch. One of Michael's favorite dishes. Here's the pitch. That one is upstairs for a ball. One ball and two strikes. Well, tis the season. Fun time, an exciting time, and we just wish that everybody stays safe. 1-2 offering to Hinderman. Runner going for the Chieftains. That one is down low, and there'll be no throw. Logan Cagle takes second base. Now in scoring position with a potential tying run. Kirk Thompson over at third, wearing a path over there. Usually wears it down to about his shoulders by the end of the game. Back and forth. Here comes the pitch. That one is upstairs for a ball. It's like full count for Talon Childs now, with Emmett Drone waiting in the wings. Hinderman is ready and set, and here comes the pitch. That one is upstairs. He walked in. So Riverdale has two aboard here in the second inning with only one away. And the hitter will be Emmett Drone. Drone playing first base, batting seven. Ready to roll with runners leading at one and two for Hinderman. To the belt. There's the pitch, and that one is just above the letters. One ball and no strikes. One run on three hits for Iowa Grant. No runs and a hit for Riverdale. Chieftains trying to have a big inning here. The 1-0 offering is taken outside. Two balls and no strikes. Back it goes to Hinderman, who wipes the brow and heads back to the mound. Working from the stretch. Cagle at second. Childs at first. The 2-0. Bounced on the infield. Headed up the middle. Played at second by the second baseman. Won the relay in time for a double play. And that takes the Chieftains out of the scoring opportunity here. Brock Hinderman fielded it behind second. Stepped on the bag. Brought it back to Brock Holman. And it is a 4-3 double play. And the Chieftains are retired here in the inning. No runs and a hit, no errors, one left aboard. To the third we go, 1-0. Iowa Grant leading Riverdale at WIAA Regional Baseball from WRCO Sports.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment. Plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034.
Spring into action with Riverway Trucking and Hackle Construction. From dirt and gravel hauling to site bulldozing, they've got you covered. Their reliable dump trucks and flatbeds ensure your materials are transported safely and efficiently. Call them at 608-739-3310 for all of your hauling needs in Muscadet. Wishing the best to local athletes this spring.
Top of the order leads it off in the third inning for IG, and Everett Zimmer takes a look at the ball. Left-handed batter, single last time on the first pitch that he saw. From the windup, Cagle with the pitch. It is taken low. Two and none for Zimmer. Hinderman and Hinderman follow. Here's the 2-0, the pitch, chopped toward third and foul. Outside the line for strike one. WIAA tournament softball games going on tonight. Crazy, crazy amount of games. Winners of tonight's softball games play on Thursday in the sectional final for the right to go to state. 2-1, and the pitch to Zimmer. It's ripped high in the air and deep to left field. Going over his bomb camp, he's got it with a running grab. Heading along toward the line a little bit on the left field side, and there is one up and one down. That will bring up Brock Hinderman, the second baseman. He singled back in the first inning. Logan Cagle checking the sign. The target is up. Here comes the pitch, ripped in the air to right field. Talon Childs coming over, couple of steps, and he's got it for the second out. That will do it for Brock Hinderman, and now Gavin. That was an easier play for Childs, and especially since the sunshine went under a cloud a little bit. A little tough to see some of those. He had to make a catch last inning on a line drive where the sun was a little bit brighter. Two away for Gavin Hinderman. Here's the pitch, and he swings through and misses. Nothing in one. He reached after being hit by a pitch last time. Back to Cagle. Logan from the windup. Here's the pitch. Swing and a foul back. Strike two. Nothing in two to the batter. Cagle adjusts the cap and gets back to the mound. Ahead to the batter. The windup and the pitch. That one is low. One ball and two strikes. Hinderman back in. Cagle ready to go. The 1-2 offering is down low for a ball. And the count goes to 2-2. Grass is in excellent shape here. Again, the diamond getting a little better with each passing minute this evening. Two balls and two strikes to the hitter. That pitch taken, strike three, and that'll do it. Gavin Hinderman knew it, and that'll do it in the inning. Three strikeouts for the game for Logan Cagle. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left on for the Panthers. We go to the bottom of the third. Iowa Grant leads it by a score of 1-0 over the Riverdale Chieftains in tournament baseball from WRCO Sports.
Hello, my name is Brandy Anderson, Richland County Health Officer. Did you know that most addictions start in adolescence? Teens and young adults' brains are still developing until age 25, so it's important to be there for them and support their health. Wisconsin Social Host Law is in place to protect our young people. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
Are you looking to make a difference in your community? Whether you're a student between the ages of 13 to 18 looking to gain valuable experience, a retiree wanting to give back, or simply someone with a heart for service, there's a place for you at the Richland Hospital and Clinics. To learn more about volunteer opportunities and how you can get involved, contact our volunteer program coordinator. Make a difference by volunteering with the Richland Hospital and Clinics.
Leading off in the bottom of the third for the Riverdale Chieftains, Wyatt Storms. He'll be followed by Ethan Blomkamp. Then the top of the order, Chase Chitwood. Outfield squared away in all fields, and we are ready to roll as Wyatt Storms stands in. Hinderman from the windup, the pitch is taken inside. One ball and no strikes here in the inning. Lights have been on since the start of tonight's game. 1-0 offering, there's the pitch, and it's called a strike. One ball and one strike. Hinderman has walked one and struck out one while giving up one hit. Here's the pitch. Back the batter away again. 2-1 to Wyatt Storms. Winner of tonight's game plays Pecatonica or Potosi Cassville tomorrow. No small task, both good teams. That one is called strike two. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Storms trying to pick one out. Deepens would like to set the table for the top of the order here in the inning. Pitch, little ricochet toward right in there for a base hit. Wyatt Storms will round and look, and he's got a leadoff single in the third inning. Riverdale's second hit. Here comes Ethan Bumkamp. Nobody out. Left fielder Ethan Bumkamp, number 9 hitter, makes his way in. So the tying run is aboard for Riverdale in the bottom of the third inning. Hinderman looking in for the target from Fulton. To the belt. Runner leads at first. Here's the pitch. Bunted. Foul outside of first. Strike one to Bumkamp. Exciting times, that's for sure. It's a fun time. And if you're just a casual fan of baseball and softball, it's a fun time. But if you're a fan of a team, it's very unnerving, that's for sure. Door slams very quickly. And 1 minute you're a senior thinking, hey, my senior career is going to last a long time, maybe a few more weeks, and then it ends quickly. Here's the pitch, bunted perfectly. First base side, and it stays fair, says the umpire. Catcher picked it up just as it was about to go foul. It goes as a hit, and that pushes Storms to second. It's a bunt base hit for Ethan Bumkamp, and the Chieftains have something going here with nobody out. Top of the order, Chase Chitwood will be the batter. He flew out to left field last time. The Riverdale trying to rally. One run down in the bottom of the third. Nobody out. Two aboard. And here is Chitwood. Gavin Hinderman ready. The stretch and the pitch. That is called a strike. So it is nothing and one. Oh, thank you. How did we find that out? Oh, okay. Pecatonica and Potosi Cassville move to tomorrow. This pitch is upstairs for a ball. 1 ball and 1 strike. Okay, so whoever wins this one will not play again until Thursday. There will be a night off in between. Kind of messes up some of the tournament plans, but Mother Nature ruled again in a lot of places. This one is high for a ball, and the count goes to 2-1. Outfield straight away in all fields. Riverdale leading at 1-2, 2-1 offering, and the pitch, swing, and a piece of it, strike two. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Guessing there are a few others that in that area that may be moved to tomorrow. Runners lead at 1-2. Here comes the pitch, popped up. Right field side on the infield. Let's see who's got it. First baseman coming in. The pitcher going over and makes the grab. A little bit of a minor bump there between Hinderman and Holman at first base, but Gavin pulls it in. So put out by the pitcher. And the batter will be Ethan Cagle, the designated hitter. He flew out to right field last time. Storms leads at second. Bumkamp from first. Hinderman ready. There's the pitch. A little flare in the outfield area, right center field. Going back is the second baseman, and he's got it. Boy, Brock Hinderman went a long way. He was in the medium depth right center field when he hauled that in for out number two. I thought maybe, potentially, that had the possibility of getting in there for a bloop base hit, but it hung up just a little bit too long. Here comes Carson Kenyon. He was a strikeout victim back in the first. Here's the pitch, and that one is upstairs. 1 ball and 0 strikes. So 2 on and 2 out for Riverdale. They open the inning with 2 straight hits. Trying to push something across here. Hinderman to the belt. Here comes the pitch. That is down low for a ball. 2 balls and 0 strikes. Andre Tainter is due next if Kenyon can reach. Hinderman works the baseball behind the back. Now a pickoff move, and there'll be no throw as they get Wyatt Storms back to second base. Quick move. Runners now leading again. 2-0 pitch is high for a ball. 3 balls and no strikes to the batter. Hinderman gets it back. Riverdale trying to load the bases. Here comes the stretch and the pitch. That's taken for a strike. 3-1 now to Carson. Carson among Riverdale's leading hitters. The stretch and the pitch. That one ripped toward the middle. Slow roller picked up at second. Got to hurry the throw and didn't get him. Everybody is safe. As beating it out is Carson Kenyon at first base. Good wheels.
Number 24.
And the Riverdale third is still alive. Wyatt Storms to third. Ethan Blomkamp to second. Carson Kenyon at first. And here is Andre Tainer. Bases loaded, two away. Riverdale down by one run. Here comes the windup and the pitch. That's taken high for a ball by Andre. He among the leading hitters, coming in with a 353 average and 12 runs batted in. He'd like to add to that total right here. 1-0 offering. Here comes the pitch. Bounced foul outside of third. And the count goes to 1-1. Guys getting a little bit more overcast here in Muscadet. Surprising how cool it got after we had some summer-like temperatures, but it's been a little cooler. With its sweatshirts, the rule tonight. 1-1 offering. Tainer ducks down. That went inside, and it's 2-1. Tainer trying to bring at least one home. Two away, so that takes away the sack fly, but just trying to get one between the lines safely. Here's the 2-1 offering. It's low for ball three. 3-1 now to Andre Tainer with the bases full and two away. Hitters count. Gavin Hinderman back to the hill. Looking for the target from Fulton. 3-1 offering is taken for a strike. Count goes full. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Runners lead at 1, 2, and 3. Full count offering. Moment of truth here in the bottom of the third for the Chieftains. And now Hinderman steps off. Runners all retreat to their respective bases. Runners going. Nope. And the pitcher steps off. Nobody covering first base. Carson Kenyon was taken off. Yeah, with two out, 3-2 pitch. Everybody running. Here's the pitch. Ripped up the middle. It's in there for a base hit. Gonna score one. Here comes a throw to third. Not in time. And the Chieftains lead it. 2-1. Here over Iowa Grant. Andre Tainer with a very spirited single, and the Chieftains take the lead. Yeah, two out, hit. Full count offering. Runners were off and going, and Storms and Blomkamp both score. Carson Kenyon goes to third. Andre Tainer at first base. Two RBIs, and Logan Cagle will be the batter. Cagle singled last time. Hinderman to the belt. Here comes the pitch. Fouled off. Strike one for the batter. Batter back and ready. Hinderman working from the stretch. Here comes the pitch. Popped up behind third. Chasing it is Everett Zimmer, the third baseman, and it's over the fence for strike two. Score from the WIAA softball tournament. Ithaca loses to Hillsboro 6-1, the final score. So the Tigers advance in the season after a 6-1 win over Ithaca in softball. Here's a chopper foul on the ground outside of first. Nice play by coach Chris Kenyon. Barehanded, hardly flinched, holding some shin guards in one hand. Two strikes on Logan Cagle from the stretch. There's the pitch. Changeup. He fouls it off again. staying alive. Here comes the sun a little bit. Quoting some classic rock, staying alive, the Bee Gees. Here comes the sun, the Beatles. Boy, all over the place. Now it's getting a little harder to see again for me and the poor old right fielders. Nothing in two. Here comes Hinderman with a pitch. This one bounced up the middle in there for a base hit, and Riverdale scores again. Gangle knocks one through, and it's 3-1 Riverdale in the third. The Chieftains with a three spot on the board. Tainter stops at second. Logan Cagle at first. A lot of times hitting is contagious, and also sometimes a lack of hitting. That is contagious as well. So Alan Wilkie comes in to run as a courtesy man for the pitcher, Logan Cagle. Eighth batter of the inning, Talon Childs will hit as the umpire makes the notation on his sheet there. So the batter is standing in. And here is Hinderman from the stretch, the pitch. Low for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Runners retreat to their respective bags. Hinderman working from the stretch. And now there is a conference at the mound, I believe. They're going to take him out. Pitching change here in the third inning. So Hinderman was looking at trying to get the final out of the inning, but there is no tomorrow in these tournament games. So Coach Reimanap is going to make a change. Looks like Brock Holman is coming in to pitch. We are in the third inning. Riverdale has taken a 3-1 lead over the Panthers. This is WIAA Regional Baseball today from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Milk has been building champions for centuries. Why? Research shows that real milk builds pregame muscle, and low-fat chocolate milk restores the postgame muscle for athletes like few other beverages. That's why pro baseball players know they're going to need milk to fuel their performance. Learn their inspiring stories at GonnaNeedMilk.com, brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. In education-based sports, sportsmanship matters. It goes beyond the X's and O's. It's the difference mutual respect makes. It's what character looks like. It's what defines us here in Wisconsin. In school sports, winning is exhilarating, but just as important is how the game is played. Let's embrace the ideals of sportsmanship in our communities and at high school events. A message from WRCO and the WIAA, keeping the education in sports.
Brock Holman, a right-handed pitcher, is warming up for the Iowa Grant Panthers. So Hinderman was cruising along before he gives up a total of five hits in this inning. One of them bump base hit by Bumkamp, but otherwise they were able to get a couple of really good clutch hits. Andre Tainer with that two RBI hit as he was able to knock it through and get Riverdale on the board. And then following that up, Logan Cagle with an RBI hit that eventually knocks the pitcher from the game. So Trayton Leffelholz, it looks like, is now playing first base. They switch around a little bit here, and it looks like Hinderman, the second baseman, is now in right field. So making a bunch of moves here on the infield to make it work. So here we go. The pitch by Holman is swung on and fouled back. Nothing in one to Talon Childs. Childs walked last time. So Andre Tainer at second. And Alan Wilkie is at first. Here's the pitch. And that one is down low. So the count goes to 2-1 to Talon Childs. Riverdale trying to keep this inning alive. Holman working the baseball behind his back. And now it's ready. Here's the pitch. That one swung on and lifted to center in there for a base hit. Coming around to score is Tainer, and holding it second is Wilkie. It is 4-1 Riverdale. Talon Childs with a clutch hit. Riverdale's had a bunch of them here tonight. So an RBI, and Emmett Drone will be the batter. Drone, who has popped out, he is the ninth batter of the inning for Riverdale, hitting in the bottom of the third inning, and Holman back to work. So the Chieftains getting the bat on the ball. Here comes the pitch. That one is called a strike. Nothing in one. So Everett Zimmer moves to second. Brock Hinderman to right field. Gavin Hinderman to third. Holman is the pitcher. Leffel Holtz at first. Those are some wholesale substitutions. Five position players swapping. Here is a swing and a miss by Emmett. And that goes to nothing and two. Runners at first and second for the Chieftains. Getting their leads. Here comes the pitch. That one is down low for a ball. Four runs across in the inning for the Chieftains. Rallying to take a three-run lead. We're in the bottom of the third. Here comes the stretch and the pitch. That's called a strike, and that'll do it for Everett, for Emmett Drone, I should say, and that will do it for the Chieftains. Holman comes in to work to two. He gives up a base hit and then also strikes out a batter. Riverdale picks up four runs on a big day of hitting. They have, let's see, looks like six base hits. No errors. Two left aboard. We go to the fourth. Riverdale 4, Iowa Grant 1 in WIAA Tournament Baseball from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Foggy Bottom Woodwork specializes in meeting customers' unique needs. Whether it's one small cabinet or cabinetry and millwork for the entire house all stained and finished to match, Foggy Bottom Woodworks is the one to call. Also doing custom engraved wooden signs. Call Rick at 739-4440 for a free in-home estimate. Stop by Foggy Bottom Woodworks at 555 East Warehouse Street in Muscadet or visit foggybottomwoodworks.com.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 6. More than just a nursing job, there are a variety of jobs available to help you explore if healthcare would be a good fit for you. Food service, housekeeping, and personal care, to name a few. The variety of jobs. One more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Brock Holman fouls one off on the right field side. Strike one. Top of the fourth is underway. Again, Richland Center and Mount Horeb canceled this evening, or postponed, I guess is the better term, and they'll play that tomorrow at 5. They originally had moved it to 7, but the diamond was a no-go, we understand, at Mount Horeb tonight. Here's the pitch, and that one is called low for a ball. Holman, Fulton, and Fisher here in the fourth inning for the Iowa Grant Panthers in this rematch of Swall Baseball Battlers. Here's the pitch. That one is swung on and missed, and it's strike two. Kurt Thompson said it in the pregame. You like to play someone you've not seen before, and Riverdale or Iowa Grant would get that opportunity if they move on from the tournament. But starting out against a familiar foe. Chopper to first. Nice job, Emmett Drone. He's on the bag for the unassisted putout. And there is one up and one down in the Iowa Grant fourth inning. Wilton Fulton will be the batter. Talk about upsets in the tournament. Richland Center picked up a nice one against Portage. A 12 versus a 5 seed last Thursday. Been quite a few of them. Softball as well. Here's the pitch. Down low for a ball. And then you have people that say, well, it's the tournament. Is it really an upset? And I guess that's true. It is a new season, but judging by what happened during the regular season sometimes, here's the pitch, down low for a ball. You never know. A lot of times teams will have maybe players that are injured. Maybe the number one pitcher didn't work that much down the stretch, may have had some injuries or whatever the case might be, and then teams can certainly catch fire. Look at Weston last year and the run that they made. This one is down low for ball three. And it is 3-0. Yeah, we've been checking on a few scores, trying to get some other updates. And again, a little bit cloudy on, you know, who played and who didn't. There were some other cancellations or maybe some delayed games tonight. Cagle's next pitch, that one is down low, and he walked in. Iowa Grant comes right back with a leadoff base runner. Actually, there's one away. So it's base runner with one away, and the batter Maddox Fisher, who grounded out back in the second inning. Riverdale leading it 4-1. We're in the top of the fourth here. Grass infield now is sun-drenched again. We're ready. Throw to first, and the runner is back in time. Diving slide back in for Fulton. Now Cagle works the baseball behind the back. To the belt. Here's the pitch. That one is down low. One ball and no strikes. Riverdale outfield with its shades on again here, looking into the sun. Throw to first. Close play. Oh, they didn't get him. That was very close. Wilton Fulton living on the edge here for Iowa Grant. Emmett Drone playing the bag for Riverdale. So back it goes to the pitcher. 1-0 count. Here's the deal to Fisher. Bounced toward third, and it is a foul ball. Landon Bob waited as long as he could, and then that ball did just kind of hook to the right and across the line for a strike. One ball and one strike. We have seen some good games this year. Extra inning affairs. We were here for an extra inning game at Riverdale this year. 1-1 offering. Cagle with the pitch. This one ripped toward short. Waiting on it is Kenyon to second one, and there'll be no relay. Two away. Fulton forced for out two. Maddox Fisher at first on a fielder's choice, and that will bring up Dawson Reed, who singled back in the second inning. None will top the 14-inning game between Richland Center and River Valley last year. That one went a while. Here's the pitch, and that one is a strike. Nothing in one. Matt had told June I'd be home at 7 o'clock. I get in trouble once in a while. Just like I told her the other day after had her car detailed that I wouldn't get it muddy. Pitch is strike two called. Nothing in two. Not always my fault. Cagle gets the ball back. Runner gets a hefty lead at first base. Here's the pitch. Bounced foul. So it goes for Reed. This way, first base side, and he's got another chance. Cagle and the Chieftains trying to get back to the dugout here on the top of the fourth inning. Here's the pitch. That one is a little bit outside. 1-2. We have an update on the Ithaca baseball score. 7-4, top of 7, Cashton leading. Wow. Cashton trying to pull the upset in the tournament against the defending state champions. Here is strike three called. Nice pitch from Logan Cagle, and that gets the Chieftains to the dugout. Four strikeouts for Cagle on the night. For Iowa Grant in the fourth, no runs, no hits, no errors, and one left aboard. We go to the bottom of inning number four here at Riverdale Muscadets Pickering Park. 4-1, Chieftains leading the Panthers on WRCO and WRCO.com.
At Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, they're bringing the old with the new, like Oliver Tractors and Holton Trumpets united. Forget the old rusty notes. They're here to jazz up your water game. So if your well water is feeling a bit out of tune, call the water maestros at Advanced Pump and Well. Don't let your well be a solo act. Visit Advanced Pump and Well, where laughter and water flow freely.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes. And those clunky noises, I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14 East Richland Center. Call now.
Welcome back to Pickering Park in Muscadet. It is a 4-1 Riverdale lead. We are in the bottom of the fourth inning, and leading it off will be Emma Drone. So getting set to bat here in the inning. That's right. You're right. It is Wyatt Storms. Emma Drone was the last out of the inning. And Wyatt Storms, who singled back in the third inning and scored a run.